Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Khalsa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. Thank you.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. We all are dreamers, wanting to be completely out of touch with reality. Well, now this quote might seem very lovely. I love it by myself. If we come back to reality, we come to realize that if we are just dreamers living all alone by ourselves, keeping out of touch with the reality that is around us, then what's the use of humanity? What's the mission that I have to come to this world and go through all this much of drudgeries and pains and sufferings and stuff? Am I a lonely being in this world or no? I have to consider the others as a part of my life and as a part of my mission as a human being, as a real obedient to God. Let's first focus on this, and then I come up with the other questions.
So definitely when we see the religion of Islam, it talks about not just a single being. Mm-hmm. Yeah? This human being is connected to many different entities. One is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. The other being with the self again, the human being with in relation with himself. Then with the family members, with the society. And of course, the awliya or those close aides of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salatu wa salam, having belief in them and obeying them and following their path, everything.
Yep. So I have responsibility toward all that you mentioned.
Everything. Yes.
God, myself, and the others. Yes. Others, including...
Environment, everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Environment,
animals,
yeah.
Everything comes over here. Exactly. Everything is in place. Be it animals, be it human beings, be it even things like water. I don't have the right to waste water.
I'm responsible for it.
Example. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I am related to everything. So I'm not just a lone creature.
Lonely traveler.
No, not at all.
No, I'm not.
I am connected to everyone. And like example, I remember a beautiful saying of Ayatollah Behjat, where he says that in my whole life, I have never performed a mustahab action. What I've performed is only wajib.
Yeah.
So you see, like, wajib is at that moment when you have a responsibility. Mm-hmm. Example, now it's namaz time. Example, you have to pray because it's praying time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's your responsibility and it's wajib upon you. It's compulsory. It's obligatory upon you. Yeah. So likewise, example, it's your family time. Now, if it is compulsory, you have to give time to your family. With regards to yourself, if it becomes wajib, if it becomes obligatory to take care of yourself, you have to take care of yourself. Example.
Exactly.
You see?
Yeah. So, you know, the discussion over the debate over this self-retrospection and getting too much self-centered, self-related, and self becoming the center of everything started after the Renaissance. There were many humanist people who started talking about the human being as the sole creature that has to be focused on, that has to focus actually on themselves. Now, the thing is that throughout the history, they saw that focusing on you, yourself, all alone as a lonely individual who has to be respected, who has to get everything for themselves, who has to, you know, take everything for themselves, take the benefit of everything for the soul of their existence, they have never been actually so successful. So why now again media, politics, everything is actually proving the fact that you have to focus on you alone yourself. Like if you search in media, you would see that the focus is on you yourself. If it's about beauty, you have to focus on yourself, your skin, your hair, your body, whatever. It's just you. They do not want you to focus on what's going on around you.
Right.
Why is this? What happens to me if I focus more on myself and forget about the world?
The current cultural landscape that we have that emphasizes on individualism, it's driven by many factors, like it's driven by consumerism, it's driven by social media, and many industries that are the stakeholders that that get benefited by this. For example,
the slaves of capitalism.
Yes, exactly. For example, today's world tells you that success lies in appearance. And who gets benefited? The beauty and beauty industry, the cosmetic industry, yeah. Right? Today's otherwise, like if you look into the social media, they will force you to get on those beauty injections. I don't know, to draw those
to become like lines. Others.
Yeah, because it's defining beauty is this. Mm-hmm. We are forgetting what it was. So like the more we are focusing on ourselves, we forget about the problems of others.
Exactly.
We forget about the generosity.
We forget about sympathy, yes. Empathy.
While as our guideline is Quran, like in the very first opening chapter, it teaches us when you make dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, show us the right path, not just show me. Mm-hmm. So we live in a religion of us, not me.
Exactly.
But the world is driving us towards individualism.
So keep this as a cliffhanger. Let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see what's more.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, our religion, the religion of Islam, is a collective religion. We do believe that society has a great role in the shaping of even the individuals. So in our religion, it's not like if you are going to take care of your health, you forget about the entire world. If you have to focus on yourself, you have to forget about the surrounding world. No, it's not like this. I have to say this just for the record, that when we say that you shouldn't be too much indulged or like you shouldn't be too much focusing on yourself, that doesn't mean that you don't have to think about yourself. You don't have to take care of yourself, take care of your body, your health, your even beauty. But then the thing is, the excess of it would take you to somewhere that is actually a failure. Let's explain more on this collectiveness of a religion and what happens if I get too much of individualism.
Okay, so it's a kind of good question, I would say. The thing is, if a person focuses a lot upon himself or herself, example, then that which shouldn't happen will happen for sure. Mm-hmm. Example, like the sister has stated about beauty, if a person goes beyond the red lines, which are laid by Islam, then the person might commit haram. Example, this beauty industry tells us you have to have a very beautiful appearance, no matter, go for surgeries, go for
do
anything.
Do whatever in do your hands.
Yeah.
As
but
whatever
your
costs.
Appearance should be the perfect example. Yeah. But the thing is, Islam comes over here and he says, okay, you know what? Beauty is only for the spouses. Example, if it is a lady, the beauty is for her husband, and for the outsiders it's a clean no.
Yeah.
Meaning the
just
person
for the mahram
cannot
people for
exactly.
Those people who are allowed to
so it's a clean no for the non-mahrams. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she cannot make herself beautified or make herself appear beautiful for the non-mahrams. Okay. But over here, if we see only the boundary which Islam has laid for a woman, example, over here, then the beauty industry is going to see a lot of loss. Why? Because, okay, this lady is going to go to a place where it's like full world, and there she's going to be beautiful. Example, in front of the mahram people. And in the world, it's not necessary that she make her up, example, or does all the facial stuff. So,
and by the way, we have to mention that the main ingredient of their industry are women.
Of course, definitely.
So if the woman goes for what God has asked her, then she cannot be a slave to their industry.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. So over here, that in order to increase their profits and like their earnings, they consider women as slaves, example, and they try to instill this thing in their mind.
Now, I said that individualism has got a lot of loss by itself. What could come to your mind when I say this? Like, if the society gets into too much of individualism, then what would happen?
I think the main concept of generosity is taken away from us. For example, we are responsible towards each other. When, for example, when I'm wealthy, it's my test. I have to look for the poor section of the society. But when the social media is defining different terms for me, like what is achievement, what is beauty, what is appearance, then I may spend all the wealth only on myself. I'll be surrounded only by myself and myself and myself. There will be no sense of like there was someone else. Like we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere telling us, stand up for namaz, like waqimu salat. But only in one surah he says that, wailun lil musallin, woe to those who pray. And in that section of Quran, he says that when we contemplate, he tries to explore the concept that they're not taking care of the orphans, they're not taking care of the miskin, the destitute section of the society.
So doing the act of worship all alone without caring for the others, so this means futile.
Basically, it teaches us that worship is not just you're doing some sort of exercise in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one apparent part of it.
You have much more responsibility.
But the actual, the way we say the body and spirit, the spirit of your prayers is to take care of the orphans, is to take care of the destitute section of the society. And in fact, in Surah Nur, we have that many, many huge crimes, many huge sins that take place in the society is because of poverty.
By the way, it's not just by wealth that you can help the others. To feel responsible for the people who are suffering from war around you, to speak up for the oppressed people, these are your responsibilities. So when you get actually into too much of individualism, then you would say, what is it to me that my neighbor is sleeping without eating a piece of bread? What is it to me that a neighbor, for example, country, a person, a child in it is suffering from too much of suffering and problems and issues?
And there is nothing like what is it to me in Islam.
Yeah, and there's no such a concept in our religion. So we have to care for each other. And I guess what media is trying to do is to make you desensitized towards whatever that's happening to other people. You have to only care for your own, mind your business. This is their slogan. You have to mind your business. And by the way, this is not how we have been brought up. Islam and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt tell us the exact reverse. Like you have to care for others without caring for others. If you hear the voice of an oppressed person and you do not care for them and you do not speak up for them, then you're not even considered a Muslim being. So the gist of today's discussion would go this way, that yes, it's true that I have to care for myself. It's true that I am an individual. I have some responsibilities towards myself, but I do not have to forget about the others as well. They are my responsibility as well. My neighbors, I don't know, my dear ones, I do not talk about that because that's a must. Then there comes the other people, friends, whoever that's around you, and you know about their condition and you know they're in need of help and you do not actually help them, then I guess you have to question your humanity. So this was all. Thank you. I hope you've just enjoyed it. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again. يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رب. التي أما رايزك لتصي daylight again once again.